There's a couple of guys. All right, so speaking of Moses, did you see Justin Fields' pass chart this week at all? Did you see that floating around?
No.
From the Steelers?
No.
Moses could not have spread the C more equally to the left side and the right side with absolutely nothing down the middle.
Really?
Like Justin Fields. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
That's the first thing that I thought. I'm like, wow, this is the Moses pass chart. A path right down the middle with no throws.
That's funny. I used to think that was a LeBron offense. Remember how they would just part the C's? Like, LeBron, top of the key. Okay, everybody go out to the corners. Okay, LeBron up the middle. Okay. And that's how you win a championship. Oh, man, is that funny.
I just flipped the pass chart over. Warren Sharp's got it on his page. We'll retweet it at CLE Talking Heads.
There was not one pass that was even close to the hash marks.
There was not one pass in the middle of the field. It quite literally was the Moses football offense. You could have ran a band right down the middle. Is outstanding. The marching band would have had all the room to put Script Ohio and dot the I with how on the sides of the throws all work.
Yeah, Warren Sharp said it best. It's like watching when you're watching a baseball game and you see the strike zone, right?
Yeah, everybody was saying it's the Angel Hernandez strike zone.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah. Imagine that there were no dots inside the box.
Yeah, we'll retweet it at CLE Talking
Heads. Oh, man, that is unbelievable. Yeah,
everybody can giggle at that.
I got some Steeler fans I need to
say. Hey, man, they won last week, so, you know.
Wow.
Clearly it worked somehow.
That's how you become the top team in the AFC North. Do not
throw over the middle of the
field. No strikes.
No strikes.
Wow.
All right, so let's do just a giant MLB hodgepodge, essentially.
Okay, let's do it.
So this just came down from ESPN. Major League Baseball teams will have advertising on their helmets during the postseason. MLB, and I'm taking this from ESPN, by the way. MLB said Friday that it reached a deal with the postseason ads through 2027 with Strauss, a German apparel company that entered the U.S. market last year. They gave the sides of the ads that say Strauss. They've got the helmets down here. So basically imagine a batting helmet and like up where, let's say if it was a football helmet where you would put the logo. So right across there, it will say Strauss with a logo right there. Do we like this?
Oh, yeah. Well, wait. Is the Chico bail bonds going to be on the other side of it or not? Let freedom ring. Chico's bail bonds. Come on, Buttermaker. How big is the ad?
They claim it will be 5 by 0.92 inches.
On the back of the helmet or on the front?
On the side. So it'll be on the side of the helmet. So like on a lefty where, a lefty facing out or a right, I should say a righty, it will be on the left side. On a lefty, it will be on the right side.
All right. Can I make I don't know if they could do this. Sure they can. They got to figure out a way to do it. That they could use some kind of chroma key color on a helmet in a spot, maybe in the back of the helmet. And then they could just key on the ads to the helmet so that they don't have to permanently be on there. Seriously? Can you see a mock-up of it or no?
Yes. We will. Give me a little bit and I get that at CLE Talking Heads.
All right, hang on.
Look, I know we are now living in a world where we're trying to find money any way we can.
It's not horrible, but it's not good. I don't know. It's just not. It's too big.
Well, you can't really make it smaller and expect to make money off
of
it.
Yeah, just put the logo without the Strauss in it. See what I'm saying?
So it's a logo. You're saying so like it would just sit there like the.
And by the way, just put it on the back of the helmet. It's on the side like a football logo would be.
Give me a little bit. We'll get it out at CLE Talking Heads as well so people can see this. It's going to be there for the postseason this year, so we'll see it sooner rather than later.
So every team that makes the postseason is now getting new helmets, or they're just getting decals that are putting on their current helmet?
My assumption would be decals, but that's an assumption.
I don't know. If I was a player, I'd find some dirt to rub over it.
I don't know. Pine tar?
Yeah.
We'll see. So that's one of those interesting things that came down. All right. Did you see the story about the Minnesota Twins catcher?
I did, but I didn't get into the story. I saw that he was like, he got in big trouble. They let him go.
All right. So we've got a big old mess on our hands here, folks.
All right. Fire away.
The Minnesota Twins have released minor league catcher Derek Bender on Thursday after he told opposing hitters the types of pitches that were coming to the plate during at-bats in a game last week that eliminated his team from playoff contention. Sources tell Kylie McDaniel and Jeff Passan of ESPN. Bender was a six-round draft pick, was paying for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, A-plus name, Twins single-A affiliate. Apparently, Lakeland scored four runs in the second inning to get up 6-0 to clinch the game, and he was doing this during the game.
He was tipping pitches.
Bender, the catcher, was tipping pitches to the opposition.
Wow. Wow. This wasn't during a Saturday afternoon detention game, was it?
No, it was. This does not involve Chico's bail bonds in any way, shape, or form.
And he didn't turn and say to the umpire, "Eat my shorts."
No. That did not happen to my knowledge as well. But again, we don't have microphones on the field at single A games.
So different Bender than Breakfast Club.
Fort Myers coaches were notified by the Lakeland coaches about Bender's pitch tipping after the game. Sources said Bender's willingness to tip pitches surprised Lakeland players, and there were no indications of wrongdoing from the Flying Tigers. Sources said Bender had told teammates he wanted the season to be over, according to sources.
Wow. He's done. He'll never play again.
You can't
never play
this.
Again. Are you kidding? Who would want? What round? He was a second round draft pick? Is this
sixth? Six-round draft pick out of Coastal Carolina.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, just off the beaten track, their baseball field is really, really nice.
I believe such things.
That
school is very cool.
We toured it.
All right.
Anyway, keep going. Yeah. Very cool. I think we all would go to school there if we had the opportunity.
This is death. This is what we are all petrified over. And especially, and there is no indication of this in the story before I begin. Especially in a world where gambling is becoming so legalized everywhere, and we are so worried about the true outcomes of all of our games, this is my biggest fear, is that we are going to be at a spot where you're going to start seeing players indicating which direction, indicating pitches, indicating plays, indicating all of those kind of things to throw a game one direction or another. And I'm not saying that this instance involves gambling in any way, shape, or form, but good golly, that scares the hell out of me that this is the direction that we're going. Because it is the minute our sports become WWE, it's a problem. And that's not meant to be a slap in the face of WWE. But the minute that our sports have outcomes that are not being affected by the guys on the field playing their best, that is a massive problem.
At what extent, though? I mean, let's face it, there's always been this, right? There has always been this kind of thought process that someone might be able to skew a score or change the play, or, you know, the next thing you know, you're Roy Hobbs and they're in the hospital and they're showing you pictures of something that was crazy that happened with Kim Bassinger, right? Bassinger.
It's too bad we're not able to play that cut.
I know. I wish we could.
I really want to.
The game itself, all games itself, always lend to someone saying, how is Vegas so smart? It doesn't matter what game it is. It really doesn't. I don't know. I just think it's part of the, it's just weaved into the fabric of professional sports. It just is. And you're always going to wonder, is this real or not? I don't care what sport it is.
But when people get busted for doing things like tipping pitches, that's the first thought that I always have. Is I'm immediately going to
what happens when they wear electronic devices on their body because they're getting pitches that are stealing? let's reward them with a World Series title? If you're not going to step in there.
Off in the distance. Is that a sound of a drum?
Oh, no. Is that a trash can?
Is that a trash can? Oh, that's a trash can.
Oh, that's okay. Let's not worry about it. Manager, you're fired. See ya. Goodbye.
That will anger me until the end of time. That's one of those moments.
If I was a Dodgers fan, I'd still be mad to this day.
That was the best Guardians team.
Yeah.
I will say until the end, that's the Guardians team that should have won the World Series. That was the most talented Guardians team that they had in that run.
Well, they weren't talented enough to cheat.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most talented. That angers me more than anything else, because that Guards team should have made that run. And they should have been there, but instead, this is the world we're living in.
All right, well, Guardians are back on the field this weekend. Let's talk about something positive for a second here. Just looking at magic numbers, 12 is for second place in the American League. It's also the same for winning the Central. The good news is, even though they lost last night, their magic number to make the playoffs itself is now down to 6. It was 7. So there you go. That's where they're at for that last wild card spot. So we're almost there.
Are our X mentions, which are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And you can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads, like Hub City News does right here. Mm-hmm. They sent me the South Park kids who didn't want to win the game.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's a great one. Yeah.
Thank you. I needed that.
I know someone that wants to win the game. It's our next guest. That's
such a great episode.
Brian Anderson, he's next. He'll join us right here, Baskin and Phelps, with Dan Menegas.
I'm going to take my shirt off and get into a fight in the fifth inning.
Enough.